Charlie.
Lori, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic on this Taco Tuesday. Thank you for asking.
I'm, you're going to make me hungry.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute, okay?
No problem.
I finish up this other call, but I will be right, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I understand.
I thought I'd be done by the time 11 rolled around. I was close. I was very close.
You were. 5 minutes off.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so Charlie, will you just kind of give me an overview of your services? Stephen has explained to me a little bit about what he's doing with you.
Yeah.
And I did check out your website a little bit, but I think it would do me some good if you would just explain to me what it is you guys do and how, like, what service you'd be able to provide for me.
Yeah, okay. So it all goes based off of what you're really trying to accomplish, right? So what we specialize in is in Google, and we specialize in Facebook. So I already did some research on your company. You guys already have a really good web presence. It's just about getting that in front of people that are searching your services. So anytime somebody searches just a service that you guys offer, they would be able to find you on the first page of Google, and then they would be able to contact you directly. So this isn't a pay-per-lead or anything like that.
We
don't touch your customers. They call you directly. Your competitors don't touch your customers either. Now, you would never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers, okay? Now, with your Facebook, what we do is we do what's called a retargeting campaign. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. And then we get you exposure with Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing as well, and we integrate you with Apple.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of just different moving parts there, though. So, I mean, with Steven, what I'm doing with him is we didn't start at, like, the most expensive package at all. We started kind of fairly in the middle where we could get those Facebook ads up and running as well for him. What I saw here is when your, I think it was your secretary, Bailey, is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. What I saw here, she talked to my colleague, Jesse, and it looked like they set you up for what's called an ideal package. Okay. Now, what that does is that gives you the Google guarantee as well. So when you probably were quoted based off of a per lead with the Google guarantee, and that's only when it's a qualified customer, you would pay that per lead deal. That's probably was like in that $1,300 range, because that's the deal with Google in itself.
We didn't really understand that at all. And Bailey also was a little bit uncertain as to what I was trying to accomplish. So,
How far is your mile radius?
You didn't give Missy very much, probably, like, guidance on what we wanted. And that's why I was starting with you, just asking, like, what options, like, what do you guys do overall? Because I've been out of this long enough that I just don't even really know what services are out there anymore, or, you know, what people are doing to get their business noticed. To answer your question about distance on dumpsters, we service about a 50 to 80 mile radius. And then on containers and trailers, containers are about a 200 mile radius, and trailers go on up to like a 300, 400 mile radius.
Gotcha. Okay. So, like, let's just say for dumpsters, we could service you. We could service you in that mile radius that you're looking for. But when you're talking about like a 200 mile radius, or, you know, 300-400 mile radius, that's where the Google guarantee comes into play for you, because that doesn't have, Google has territories, right? So you can only go so far with the advertising that you do with Google. So when you're doing like a pay-per-click deal, that can get you all the way out to 100 miles. That's a sponsored advertisement above the maps, right? Now, that's different from, you know, what I quoted you earlier, what Steven is doing, right? That's more advanced. When you're talking about a Google guarantee, now that can get you across all 50 states. We could put you in any state that you would want to populate into. But that's where Jesse was really quoting you for, because he probably asked you, what are you guys looking for? When you said, like, the mile radius of, like, the 2 to 300, that's the only thing that's going to push you out in that area. Now, the kicker to that is that you wouldn't pay just randomly. It would be a qualified lead. So this is Google's new product. So anybody that calls you and doesn't talk about your service, you wouldn't pay for that lead. Anybody that calls you and you guys give a quote out, you guys talk price, and it's, you know, that's what they call a qualified lead. And then you would be charged mm-hmm. per lead on that thing.
Okay.
And that's what the Google guarantee. So that's probably why you were quoted what you were quoted. And then you guys are like, wait, okay. That's not what Stephen is having.
Yes. Well, no, yeah, because what we do, I understand what you're saying. Like, we basically have two products that go hand in hand here locally. Well,
right.
Actually, all three of our products do go hand in hand here within that, like, 80-mile radius.
Okay.
But the two of the three products can go further. I guess that's the best way for me to say it.
No, I absolutely understand.
But
yeah.
Only two of the three. We cannot take dumpsters as far as we can take containers and trailers. So.
Gotcha. And if you want, go ahead.
I was going to say I would want to maybe look at doing similar to what you're doing for Stephen here locally for my three products, our services.
Yeah.
But then look at maybe what also adding on what Jesse was looking at for us on those two products that we can go into other states and like the 200 and 300 mile radius on.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we can do is, and this is up to you, is if you want, we can start you off at what we're doing with Stephen, and then we can always add that other piece on later. So that way you guys can start getting familiar with that local area and start populating everywhere. And then if you're like, hey, I would like to add that on, we could add it on. Or if you want, we can just do it all in one shot. It's really up to you on how you want to do it, right?
Okay. Can you go through those two scenarios with me from a money perspective, Charlie? What would the two scenarios look like from the beginning?
Okay, so that's a good question. So let me break down the first price for you. So the first price, what we're doing for Stephen would be for the first month, it would be $398. Okay. And then after the first month, because there's a $99 setup fee for it, it goes to $299 mm-hmm. month to month after that. Okay. Now with the Google guarantee attached to that, let me see. I just need to make sure that we, I'm pretty sure it's available because he quoted you. I just want to make sure that I give you the right accurate pricing on what you would budget per lead for that. Okay. What's your zip code over there?
Yes. Well, I appreciate you double checking that too, because one of the things I was confused about mm-hmm. was that if we understood Jesse correctly, he said that there were not any categories to service our storage and trailer division, and that confused me because for various reasons it confused me, but that was one reason that I paused on, like, if just thinking that he didn't really understand what we were doing is what I thought. So our zip code here is at our office is 72701.
Okay, let me see what we got here for you guys. Yeah, I don't really even see, like I said, this is like really new for Google, so they don't even have all the categories for just all the industries in general. So we just definitely have to make sure that it's available. Cause I mean, I don't want you to get quoted for it and then you're like, let's do it. And then it can't even happen. Well, it's just going to be a long waste of time for both of us. Cause it is a vigorous process here. You have to go through like a background check. You have to make sure that you have licensing insurance they want to see. They really go through, and I mean, you might as well.
That's good that they do that though.
Yeah, it's because it's very high quality for that lead. And to be completely honest, I'm not seeing anything right here on, you know, storages like that. So I don't know. I don't even think they have it. So I don't know what looked up.
Going to throw that out there to you. Another option. So I'm wondering, of course, dumpsters would go like under waste removal possibly. And then the other items that we rent out could also be categorized as an equipment rental, I would think. That
okay.
may be like more general categories that they may have.
Okay. So they don't have a waste removal, but they do have a junk removal. But let me check the categories for junk removal, because they have like the categories listed in what is what. So junk removal is general junk removal, appliance removal, construction, waste removal, donation pickup, electrical waste removal, furniture removal, hazardous waste removal, house/garage clean out, yard waste removal, and other. Does that fall into your categories that you do, or is it more than that?
That probably does encompass us. When I first heard Jesse say that, junk removal, I was confused. But when you read that out and it talks about the construction and like house clean out,
mm-hmm.
that is definitely part of what we do.
Okay. So we can list you. The cool thing about like the Google guarantee is it can be listed, and we can just list you for those general things right there. So like I said, the construction, waste removal, and the house garage clean out. If anybody were to call you and say like, hey, like, do you guys do electrical waste removal? And you're like, no, we don't. You wouldn't get charged for that lead, because that's not a qualified lead, because they're basically asking you for a service that you don't provide. So you wouldn't have to be charged for that lead through Google, right? But that's the categories that falls under. Now, with that being said, so now that we have that,
Charlie, are there any other categories that use the word dumpster? Or waste hauling, more specifically?
Waste hauling. Let's see that one. Let's see what we have here for you. So there's nothing specifically like that. When I go into the H's, they have like house cleaner. I don't think that would definitely be on your guys' deal, because you guys do more of like you guys are just dropping off a bin and they're doing the removal. You guys aren't doing it yourselves, right?
Not very often. Every now and then we will do the actual removal part for someone, but more so, like 90% of the time, we just deliver
the bin
can and then come back and pick it up whenever they've got a tool, or swap it out, whatever they need.
We're handling
more in like industrial, waste accounts and hauling compactors, like that sort of thing more so.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'm seeing here is they don't really have, let's see here, general contractors. I don't see, no, they don't have a hauling deal for you guys here either. So I think the best thing that if you were going to do the Google guaranteed, that's the only one would be the junk removal that I'm seeing. Other than that, they don't really have a category for that yet. Like I said, it's pretty new, so they're always updating it. So we can, like I said,
what about our other products? The storage, the mobile storage or equipment rental, do they have specific categories yet for those?
Let's see what they have here for equipment rentals. They don't have equipment rentals as of now. For that the Google guaranteed, no. It's not to say that people don't look these up. It's just that they don't have that industry yet filtered into this because it's pretty new. So that's why I was saying that it's really beneficial if you were going to do what Steven is doing, because now we're able to get you in front of those people that are searching in your local area for the Google business profile. Plus, we can retarget those people on Facebook as well. And if you wanted to go a little higher than that, you could, and you can go to what's called a Google Ads, and that's a pay per click. Now we allocate $300 of that. So it's not that you're paying like, you'll never have a set price. We charge $4.49 month to month for that one. That doesn't come with the Google. But if you want to just be found on Google, I know some people are weird about it. If you just want to be found on Google, it would just be $4.49 for the Google Ads. If you want to be found on Facebook, obviously we don't put $300 to it, but it would just be the $299. So I think it's like, what, $150 difference for whichever one you would like to do. But they don't have what you're specifically looking for right now as a Google guarantee. It's just going to be kind of a waste of time for you to budget for it, and you're just going to get calls that really isn't beneficial to you.
Right. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So let's go back then to the service that you're doing for Steven.
Yep.
That $398 the first month and $299 month to month after that.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell me exactly what we would get for that then.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'd get on the first page of Google for the services that you offer. You would never fall off of that first page. At the same time, you would never share your position. At the same time, you would never share your customers. So it's a direct call service to you guys. When somebody is searching for a service on Google, like if you ever look for like a restaurant, you say restaurants near me, right? And restaurants populate. That's where we would place you. Obviously not for restaurants, but when somebody searches your services, they can just find you based off of a service search. Now they would call you directly. Yeah. Now people that haven't bought from you, what we can do, and this is what you actually get in the $299, is we retarget them on Facebook. So now they see you on Google and Facebook. However you like to be contacted, whether you like to be contacted through phone, email, if you want to push them to your website, we can do that as well, and they can get a hold of you that way. It's just all your reference. And then we integrate you with Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing, so you will be on the first page there, and then we're working on integration with Apple as well. So once we have that, you would be able to be found on like Apple Maps if somebody was searching on there as well, and they could call you or go to the website from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's start there.
Okay. Awesome. So I also have a thing here. So I've had some different numbers here. So we created a little profile for you here with your office phone number, and it has Bailey on it. Do we want to keep this one, and I can put your cell phone as a second contact? Is that okay?
Sure. I imagine everything you have is accurate. Bailey is my assistant, and so she could be the main contact, or I can be either way.
Okay.
But I think it probably would be good to put my cell phone number on there if we don't have it already. Sometimes that is a better direct contact number for me.
Okay. And then let me just make sure I have everything correct here. Who built your guys' website? It's a really nice website.
This place called Key Design. They actually just recently did it. Yeah.
No, it looks really good. And it's hogbox.biz, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and then it has all your contracts on here of who you guys have served, what you guys did target. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So let me go here really quickly. Okay, so where you guys are located, it's the 4148 MLK Junior Drive or Boulevard. Is that correct?
No, we are located at 2900 South City Lake Road in Fayetteville.
Really? Okay, so 2900 South. What was it again?
City Lake Road.
City Lake.
Mm-hmm. It's two words. City Lake. And then Road.
Yeah.
And we are in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And it's a 72701 zip code.
Okay. Interesting. Ground level containers delivered to you. Okay. Reason why I ask is because I have a, I see the deal here.
You know what I think? I think that you guys have okay, so there is another company.
Okay.
Called Hogeye.
Yes.
Hogeye Incorporated that does lapel pins, and their office is on MLK.
Okay.
That's not us.
Hogeye Inc., is that correct?
Yes, Hogeye Inc.
Okay, yes. I was like, wait, this doesn't look like... I was so confused.
Right?
Okay, yeah. I want to make
like,
sure it's...
We deal with Walmart and stuff too all the time, so sometimes they call me and they're like, hey, Lori, I want to place an order for some pins. And I'm like, you know, I wish I could take your order, but I can't.
Yeah.
You got the wrong vendor.
Yeah. You're like, let me call them and refer you. Maybe they can give you something. Okay,
yeah.
Let me see here. So do you guys have a Google Business profile?
I believe we do, yes, sir. I'm not certain of that, but
okay, so
I believe we do.
This is what I see right now. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I see Hogeye Pallet Company. Is that you guys?
Yes, that is one of our divisions.
Okay. Because it has the same address as you. So when I type it in, like that's the Google Business profile that pops up. So it looks like a brand new profile here. So, okay, that's good. So we'll be able to use that one to help you out. We're about to create a new one. And then I want to get your guys' website so we can link that, because it looks like your website is not linked to your Google Business profile as of now.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that when somebody looks you guys up for the services, you guys pop up one and two, that they can see your guys' website. Now, you have your address that's exposed here on your Google Business profile. Is that something that you guys want to have on there, or do you guys want that to be hidden?
What is it again?
So for your Google Business profile, I see you guys have your address on there. Is that okay? Is that your guys' office? You guys are okay with that? Some people like their address hidden, so that's why I just always ask if you guys want it hidden. The only thing that would pop up is the city, the state, and the zip code. It wouldn't have the actual address.
No, I think it's okay. We do get customers that physically come here to look at equipment. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So
I just
think that's probably okay. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Lori. Okay, so I'm going to change this.
I am surprised it is listed under Hawkeye Pallet Company. That's a very old, kind of an old reference to us. So that surprises me.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, is this them? Because it's your guys' MFG instead of the pallets. That's the only one that I see. And I even type in the whole address here, and that's the one that pops up. If I just type in Hawkeye, I get the Hawkeye Inc. is what you were referencing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we'll be able to change it. We'll be able to change the name, too, to Hawkeye MFG, so that way it doesn't have the pallet company. And then we'll be able to start populating pictures and making sure this thing is populate to that first page for the services you offer.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me see here really quickly. So what I'm going to do, though, is for the personal information, I'm going to set it up on your name with your email, and then I'm also going to put in the notes here that Bailey can answer as well. So I'll put in the notes for my tech team, hey, the secretary's name is Bailey. If you need to get a hold of one, go ahead. You can call Bailey if Lori doesn't answer.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Lori, what's your last name?
Diversary. D-E-V as in Victor. E-C as in Charles. S as in Sam. E-R-Y.
Diversary. Okay. And what's your email address so we can send everything over that we're doing in writing to you, and then also to your invoice?
Yes. The email address for that is Lori, L-O-R-I.
Okay.
At Hogbox, H-O-G-B-O-X. And it's a dot B-I-Z. So it's Boy Igloo Zebra.
Dot biz. So I got Lori at Hogbox. Dot biz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then cell phone number, I'm going to put, so for the contact phone number, I have the 479-445-6611. Is that the correct phone number for the office?
Yes. It sure is.
Okay.
Let me clarify that and make sure I heard that right. 445-6611, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that correct? I also have a phone number here for the 530-440.
No, the office number is that 445 number. That might be Bailey's cell phone number.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure it's correct, because I want to make sure the Google Business profile has the right number for customers to get a hold of you guys at. And then your cell phone number is 479-409-2360, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me just make sure. Have everything here for you. I know when Steven called me and he was like, I'm sure he's like, oh no, let's call Charlie and get you all set up.
Yeah, he did. He was like, what? He was like, what? No. You know, and I was like, well, I was very aware. Like, I was like, I think we're being quoted something else. But I was working on 5 different things when he called you that day. So I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot even think about one more thing right now.
Yeah. And I knew, like, as soon as he told me the price, I was like, you probably got quoted for, like, a Google Guarantee type deal. So I was like, I already knew what was going on. I just wanted to make sure. And that's why I was like, let me schedule a call back with you guys because I want to make sure that everything's correct over here before, we move forward.
Yeah.
So I can get you guys the best pricing here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We just also wanted to make sure, like, we're getting the right, services,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what happened with Steven, too, right?
Yeah.
He told me about that, and I was like, that's crazy. I was like, no, that's not how it works. Let me help you. So I have everything here that's set. So, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to finish creating this account really quickly. I'm also going to take you through a voice verification because I did give you that pre-discounted agreement with the same that Steven has. So you're on that discounted rate. So I just want to make sure that it's you have a firm understanding before we go through before I make the transaction. Now, you will be receiving this in writing as well, so it will send over to you. Also, you'll get a full breakdown of your invoice, and then you'll get an email from me as well with everything in writing that we talked about. And then I'm going to set a call with you so that way my onboarding team can get a hold of you, and it's going to be called like an onboarding meeting. They're just going to make sure everything is correct as well. So we, like my father says, do it right the first time. That way you don't have to go back and do it again. That's what we're going to do here. So everything that we change on Google to fit what you guys are right now as Hogeye MFG, it's going to translate over there. So that way everything looks the same. There's no confusion or anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So for securing the listing here with us, are you going to put it on a business credit card or are you going to use a debit card?
I'll put it on the business credit card, please. It's an American Express card. Is that okay?
That's fine. Does it just say Hogeye MFG on there or what's the writing on it? No problem.
I think manufacturing is spelled out, actually. Let me look. Yeah, so on the card, it actually says Hogeye, Hogeye, manufacturing, and manufacturing is spelled out.
Okay, so I have Hogeye and then manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for the address itself, is that located for the billing address, the 2900 South City Lake Road?
It is.
Okay. And then the 72701 is the zip code?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And you said American Express?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, it is 3767-523-577-53005. And the expiration date is March of 2028.
Okay. And then the security code?
I think you need the four-digit one, but I'll give you both just in case. It's 7160. And if in case I'm wrong about that, the three-digit one is 562.
Okay. For the American Express, it's usually the four-digit code. Can I read the card number to you? I just want to make sure I have everything correct here for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I have here 376-352-3577-53005.
Yes.
Okay. And then March 2028 and then the 7160.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you, Lori. So now, obviously, share it with Bailey, too. So when we do call, she has access here. But this is just a protection. This is just a protection for you guys. So this is so that way you always know we're calling you guys. It's not another company. And then we always know that we're talking to either you or we're talking to Bailey. So I have three questions here. You guys can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Hale. H-A-L-E.
Hale. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I have all that set up here. What I'm going to do now is, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. If you have any questions, if you want me to clarify something, just ask me, say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it. Like I said, I just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we make the transaction, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hogbox.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lori Diversary, and I'm the owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Lori, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. I have the customer service phone number. This is what we're going to send you updates from. Also, too, my tech team is going to call you. If you have a pen and paper, I can give it to you now, or it will be emailed over to you, however you would like it.
You can do both if you like. I do have paper and pen. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225. Okay?
Okay.
That's our customer service number. Now, if you ever need to get a hold of me, you could always call that customer service line, and my extension is 203. Okay?
203. Okay, wonderful. Yes. I'm going to save you guys on my phone so that Bailey and I will set you up. That way we can tell it's you, because we get a lot of junk calls. It's really hard sometimes to figure out who's legitimate.
Okay, yeah. We hear that a lot, too, so definitely save us there. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes. You mean just like what other things we're doing, Charlie?
Yeah. So if you had somebody else working on this, you would just let us know, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I know. They kind of worded it here properly.
I understand that. I just had to process it for a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 14th, in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Lori, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number that you have. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and make that transaction. What is a good day for you and my tech team to do this onboarding meeting? I know you are a busy woman.
Yes, but I've wrapped up several things, so
it should
get better here. Let's see. Let me look at
Okay. So everything on my end, I just want to inform you, went through. We're good here. So I do want to properly welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so we will take care of you and help you get everything situated with that Google Business Profile so you guys can start populating to that first page. Okay?
Thank you.
No problem. So what I have, if it works for you, tomorrow I have, your guys are 2 hours ahead of us, so 2 o'clock is closed off for us, and then 5 p.m. is closed off for us. Anything else from 9 a.m. your time to 4 p.m., I can fit you in wherever you'd like. Oh, that's today. I'm sorry. Actually, the whole day is open for you tomorrow. That was today.
Okay.
That was today.
Okay. How about noon tomorrow then?
Okay, so
it's
10
o'clock. We can do 12 o'clock noon tomorrow if that's okay.
That's perfect. So, and that's Central, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up here for you really quickly, and I'm going to send that over. So everything, like I said, everything went through, so you should have received everything in your email. You also probably received a couple of text messages.
I did, yes.
Okay. So with the text message that you received, it says, Lori, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. If you can click that link, that's our terms and conditions link. Click it. It's going to take you to our page, and it's basically going to ask you if you want to receive text messages. I would say yes, so you can receive updates. We're not going to bombard you. And then it's going to ask you if you are the card holder. You would click that and then just sign your name, and it's going to take you to a login form.
Okay.
Let me know when you get there.
I'm there now.
Okay, perfect. So one thing that we have here, Lori, is a tracking system for you. So this is actually custom built for you, and it comes into your package. So this is what you're going to log into. We are going to create that for you. So we're going to email you the credentials. We'll email you the password and username. Once it's built, you should receive that within 5 days, 5 to 7 days usually. And now you'll be able to track everything that we're doing, from how well your Google Business Profile is performing, how many clicks you're getting, the calls you're receiving. Also, too, you'll also be able to see how well your Facebook campaign is going as well. Okay, so you'll be able to track everything on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis.
Okay, super.
Awesome. So I'm just creating this right here for you really quickly. And then I almost put myself. I'm like, I'm creating it. I'm already here. Okay, here we go. Client send. Okay. So I just scheduled you in for 12 p.m. Central. It sent an email over to you. It's going to be a Google Calendar. All you have to do is hit yes on there. Once you hit yes, that confirms the time for us here, and it tells everybody that you've confirmed that time, and we have a meeting with you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central Time.
Let's see. I think I just got it. So let me... pictures need an invitation. Here we go. I think I just confirmed it. Does it show you that on your side?
Yes.
Perfect. Charlie, I just noticed I did receive an email today from Jesse as well. Will he get notified that we've been set up, or do I need to email him back and let him know that we did it with you? Or?
No, I'm talking to him right now, so he knows about it. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm talking to him right now, and then it's already verified and everything like that.
Okay, super.
Okay. I have everything set for you for tomorrow to put on there with our onboarding call. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, I don't think so. Thank you very much.
Okay. Then I'm going to get started here on this, send everything over to my tech team, and then we'll be calling you from the 877 number at 12 p.m. Okay, Lori?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Lori, I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.